in this kingdom, the treasures of the kingdom are accessible by the key of knowledge.
Vision is a necessity for human survival. You are a deliberate creature of a God in heaven, and you were sent from the realm of eternity into the earth realm in order to fulfill a divine purpose. You are here on a mission.
Jesus died, resurrected to restore us back to the glory realm. Christianity is a call unto the glory life. Christianity is a call unto a life of glory and dominion. You have to be transformed into that version of you that is needed to fulfill your destiny. Through the process of spiritual metamorphosis, mental metamorphosis, the assignment is at the mercy of your personal growth and transformation. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Father, we reference your mighty presence. Our hearts and mind are open. In this prophetic feast, our eyes are open to see all that you have for us. Our ears are open to hear your voice, your word. Our heart is open to understand. Thank you, Father. Let no life remain the same. Let everyone return with glorious, abounding testimonies. Mighty testimonies of healings, of miracles, of signs, of wonders. Father, visit us with your glory. On this last day of the prophetic feast, thank you, Father. We give you the praise. At the end of the day, may your name be glorified. In Jesus' name. Come on, clap your hands, O ye people. Clap your hands, O ye people. Come on, shout to the Lord. Shout to the Lord. With a voice of triumph, come on, shout glory. Hallelujah. You might be seated in heavenly places. Help me welcome your neighbor to your right and to your left. Say welcome to the last day of the prophetic feast. We've been on 21 days prayer and fasting program. We've been meeting every single day. And today happens to be the last day. Hallelujah. God will touch you today. God will touch you in a way that you will know that God touched you. You see, you cannot touch water and not be wet. You cannot encounter the presence of God. You cannot be in the manifest presence of God and not be transformed. Hallelujah. No one ever encountered God and remained the same. Nobody, whether in Bible days or in history or in contemporary times. Nobody ever encountered the living God, not a dead idol, the living God, and ever remains the same. I'm telling you, you will encounter that living God on this mountain, and your life will be transformed beyond recognition. It's going to be a radical metamorphosis. And every captivity represented here, the captivity turner himself will turn around every of such captivity. Amen. In the name of Jesus. John chapter 7 verse 37. Hallelujah. Today is our first miracle healing and impartation service. And it also doubles as our power communion service. We'll be taking the first communion for the year. And also, the Lord gave us an instruction. We should come with our clearly written expectations and prayer requests. The things you are expecting God to do for you for this year, 2024. Glory to God. If you've not written your own, please do well to write it clearly. Hallelujah. Because I'll be praying on it under God's instruction. And I'm telling you, there will be an avalanche of answers. Those prayer requests will be turned into praise reports. And you will be the first to testify. In the name of Jesus. John 7:37. In the last day, that great day of the feast. Which feast? If you read verse 1, give us verse 1. It's talking of the feast of Pentecost. Sorry, the feast of Tabernacle. I beg your pardon. It's the feast of Tabernacle. He said after this day, now the Jews' feast of Tabernacle was at hand. You see it? So here, go back to 37. You now understand the feast. It's a 7-day feast. It's a feast that lasts for 7 days. It's one of those 7 prophetic feasts. There was a time we did, was it last year? I did a teaching on those 7 prophetic feasts and their implication. All of them, they are a type and a shadow of Christ. Glory to God. They all point to Christ. They reveal Christ. It says, in that last day, the great day of the Feast of Tabernacle. Give me an amplified. Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Hallelujah. Let's see it in amplified. It said, now on the final and most important day of the feast. We too, we've been on a prophetic feast for the past 21 days, right? For the past 20 days. Today being the last, 21st. So today happens to be the final and most important day of our own prophetic feast. Hallelujah. It says, on the final and most important day of the feast, Jesus stood and he cried in a loud voice. He cried in a loud voice. Glory to God. He cried in a loud voice, if any man is thirsty. How many people came thirsty? Let me tell you something I've discovered about God. If you are not hungry, you may go empty-handed. The Holy Spirit, he specializes in filling hungry hearts. The Holy Spirit is a specialist at filling and satisfying the hungry and the thirsty. Am I communicating? You never come before God without hunger. You never come for meetings like this without a deep hunger, a deep desire, desperation for an encounter with God, to receive from God, to receive all the prophetic packages and portions that God have ordained for you to receive in this meeting. Am I communicating? Spiritual hunger is spiritual currency. You use it for transacting in the spirit. You don't buy spiritual things with physical cash. You don't buy with physical money. You buy with spiritual currencies, e.g. spiritual hunger. Another one, faith. These are spiritual currencies. Am I communicating? There is a standing invitation to the thirsty. Jesus cried. So it's a serious matter. With a loud voice. He said, if any man is thirsty. If any man is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. There is a standing invitation. Give me Revelation 22:17. It said, the spirit and the bride say, come. Let him that is athirst come. Are you seeing this? Mashatabako sabalakidas. It said, the spirit and the bride say, come. Let him that heareth say, come. Let him that is athirst. Come. Glory to God. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. And Jesus said, I am the water of life. That water, the river of the Spirit, you know, from there you receive that water of life. Can you shout amen? Malebo sabrakataya. It said the Holy Spirit and the bride in amplified. the church and the true Christians. Say, come. Let him who is listening say, come. Let everyone come who is thirsty, who is painfully conscious of his need of those things by which the soul is refreshed, supported, strengthened. Hallelujah. And he said, whoever earnestly desires to do it, let him come, take appropriate and drink the water of life without what? Cost. No physical cost. Because the spiritual cost is that your test, your spiritual test and hunger. Am I communicating? Give me Isaiah 55:1. You see, the only time the Bible permitted believers to be covetous is when it comes to spiritual things. All through the Bible, you will see that admonition, thou shalt not covet, thou shalt not covet your neighbor's property, thou shalt not covet your neighbor's wife, thou shalt not covet material things, thou shalt not covet. But when it came to spiritual things, when it came to spiritual gift, God said through Apostle Paul, earnestly covet. Earnestly covet the best gift. Earnestly. You see, two strong words. Earnestly and then covet. That means you should be highly desirous. Am I communicating? Pole kida kabatiska, braka tuska pura kidas, malatiza. For as many that are hungry and desirous, there will be diverse impartations of spiritual gift in this service, and there will be distributions of the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, you are living here with a grace that you did not come with. You didn't hear me. I say you are living here with a grace, a dimension of the Spirit, a dimension, Ashila Gabadaya, Ala Bronde Kida, a spiritual gift in manifestation that you did not come here with, is landing on you on this mountain. He said, ho, Isaiah 55:1. Ho, everyone that tasted, come ye to the waters. Which waters? Waters of the Spirit. Come to the waters of the Spirit. Come to the waters of the Word, revelation of the Word. Everyone that tasted. You see another invitation to the thirsty. And he that had no money, come ye, buy and eat. Ye come, buy wine. Wine is a type of the Holy Spirit. Wine represents the Holy Spirit. You remember on the day of Pentecost, the disciples were accused of being full of new wine, being drunk with new wine. Those people that gathered, they mocked. Some of them were mocking them, said they are full of new wine. Hallelujah. Alcoholic drink in the physical is a counterfeit imitation of the real thing. The real deal is the Holy Ghost wine. Am I communicating? He said, ho, everyone that tasted, come ye to the waters. He that has no money, come ye, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk. Milk is a type of the Word. Am I communicating? It says, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the Word, that ye may grow thereby. It's talking of revelations of the Word. It says, come and buy. Now, if you are buying without money and without price, then what are you using to buy? It says, you are not buying with physical money, physical cash, or at physical cost. But, and he said you should come and buy. So what will you use to buy? Look at it. He that tested. Spiritual test, spiritual hunger is a spiritual currency you use for spiritual transaction. Am I communicating? Sobola baka satire. Whenever I'm going for any meeting, I clearly define my expectation. You know, it will even give you focus. when you have clearly defined expectation, am I communicating? And then with hunger, because I understand this principle, that you transact in the spirit with spiritual hunger. The Holy Ghost can jump all the people in front, jump, and the Holy Ghost can encounter somebody even outside, even in his room that is hearing my voice, that is, his hunger is strong enough to pull the spirit in his direction. Am I communicating? The other day, was it last year or year before last, the woman that God healed in one of our miracle service, whose house was around the sharing fence around this side, she was not even in the venue. She was not in the venue. But when I was praying for the sick and releasing the healing power of God, she connected with her faith and her hunger. And she said she was sick. You know? She connected and the power of God hit her in her room. She fell under the power, got up, totally healed. How can you explain it? Our hunger, our faith is what pulled the power in our direction. And yet there were some that were in the hall that did not receive their healing. It's funny. You see how this thing works. Proximity is not equal to connectivity. You must, there are laws that govern the flow of the anointing. Am I communicating? And this is one of them, spiritual hunger. Another one is faith. Glory to God. He said, come and buy. Monteke barakataya. La krasko fratia. Go back to that John 7:37. I've not tied to my message, right? Okay. He says, in that last, that final day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come to me and drink. The first invitation is to come to Jesus and to drink. Am I communicating? Drink of what? Drink of the river of the Spirit. Drink of the wine of the Spirit. Drink of the milk of the Spirit. Am I communicating? You drink until you are drunk. You tarry in his presence. He said, who are those that have red eyes? You remember that scripture in Proverbs 23? He said, they that tarry long at wine. Not short. Tarry long at wine. You don't get drunk by just spending 5 minutes drinking. Is that how you get drunk? You tarry long. Have you seen chattered drunkards before? Practicing chattered drunkards. They go there in the morning. When do they come back? They tarry long. And then they are coming. You see them staggering, singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Induced by alcohol. Have you seen this? They are so full of alcohol that the alcohol they are full of is what is controlling their thinking. That's what it means to be drunk in the spirit, to be filled with the Holy Ghost. You are so full that the Holy Ghost has taken charge of your mind. He's controlling your thought, he's controlling your mindset, your perspective. You are seeing things the way God sees them. Your perspective, your vision, everything changes. You know, alcohol can cause what we call hallucination in the natural. Alcohol can lead to hallucination, visual hallucination, auditory hallucination. You start hearing voices, not you, the person that is drunk. The drunkards, they hear voices. Glory to God. They see things that normal people don't see. You tell them there is no road, there is a wall. He may have seen a door. So he will charge and hit it and fall down and get up. And charge and hit it. He said, no, he's seen a door. He's seen things that normal people don't see. He wants to jump gutter. The gutter is there. But he's seen the gutter here. So he will jump this one. The imaginary gutter in front of him and land in the main gutter. It's a similar thing. When you are drunk with the wine of the Holy Ghost, you can't be seeing things like normal men. No? The problems that the eyes of normal men see that depress and discourage them, when you see differently, you start laughing. Have you ever seen a drunkard and then they come and tell him in his drinking joint that your house is on fire, and he's shouting, "Why you Allah? Hey, Mogbe." Is that how the alcoholic that is really drunk, how does he react when you tell him his house is on fire? That kind of troublesome news. He will even laugh at you. His response is controlled by the alcohol he's full of. It's a similar thing. When you are drunk enough, when you have drank this Holy Ghost wine through praying in tongues, through meditation, through praising and worshiping God, you are so high on this alcoholic wine. See, listen, no earthly problem will ever worry you. Nothing will worry you under the sun. It says God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore shall we not fear. You become fearless. You know, alcohol makes people bold in the natural. Imagine when you are drunk with Holy Ghost wine. The Bible says when they prayed in Acts 4, they were filled with the Holy Ghost and with boldness. Somebody say boldness. You become fearless. Pola Gabasaya. You look at the challenges and problems of this world and you laugh in the Holy Ghost. You laugh in the Spirit. You laugh at them. Mashataya. You look at the mountains. Suddenly they become small in your eyes. They become like molehill. You are not intimidated by them. Am I communicating something here? Mali so fele setena. The cry of the Spirit. That's the title of my message. The cry of the Spirit. Jesus stood and cried on the last day. The cry of the Spirit, saying, if any man thirst. When we say cry, a cry is a passionate plea. It's a passionate plea. A strong emphasis. It's an expression of deep desperation. A cry is an expression of deep desperation. A passionate plea. A strong emphasis. Am I communicating? The cry of the Spirit. He stood and cried. He said, if any man thirst, if any man is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. So, the number one is a cry unto deep intimacy with God. He said, come to me and drink. Am I communicating? Because it is when you have drunk, when you have drunk and you are drunk enough with the wine of the Spirit, with the milk of the Spirit, then out of your belly, that river of the Spirit that you are drunk with will now flow out. Am I communicating? There is a standing invitation to the thirsty, to the hungry, to come and drink. It's a cry unto deep intimacy with God. How do you drink? You drink by praying abundantly in the Holy Ghost. Give me Ephesians chapter 5 verse, where do we take it? From verse 16. Ephesians 5:16. You drink. Jesus said, come and drink. You drink by praying abundantly in the Holy Ghost. He said, redeeming the time because the days are evil. 17. Wherefore be ye not unwise. In other words, don't be foolish. But understand what the will of the Lord is. He wants you to understand God's will. Learn to discern the times and the season like the children of Issachar. Then the next verse shows you how to understand the will of God. You know, people are so say, this will of God thing, they confuse me. How do I know God's will? How do I know God's will? Look at the answer, verse 18.
And be not drunk with alcoholic wine, physical wine, wherein is in excess, but be filled with the Holy Ghost. Be being filled. Give me an amplified. Be being filled. This is how to know the will of God. This is how, when you are drunk with the Holy Spirit, you will understand what the will of the Lord is. It's as simple as that. When you are spirit filled, it's so easy to know God's will. You will not be asking, what is the will of God? It's because you are not drunk yet. Am I communicating? But in this service, you will be drunk. Are you listening? When you are drunk in the Holy Ghost, you will discern God's will. You will know His will. Your spiritual organs or perceptions will come alive. Glory to God. Marka so veletena. And do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but ever be filled. So it's a present continuous thing. Ever be filled. In the natural, when an alcoholic is drunk today, will he say, when he wakes up tomorrow, will he say, no need to drink alcohol again tomorrow? That the drunkenness of yesterday will suffice for today. Does it work like that? No. He has to go and drink every day, right? It's a similar principle. So it's a daily subscription to what? Drinking Holy Ghost wine. I'm not talking of alcoholic wine. I'm talking of a different brand of Holy Ghost wine that you must be drunk with. How do you drink? I'm showing you. By praying abundantly in the Holy Ghost. Polagaba Sataya. Spending time with God. Blasting in tongues. Sheleko Skatia. Malataya. You are drinking. You are drinking. Until you are drunk. Am I communicating? You tarry long in His presence. You tarry long until you acquire red eyes. You know the way an alcoholic tarries long in his drinking beer parlor or brukutu joint until their eyes changes color. It's a similar thing. You understand? You see, you tarry long in God's presence. Pray in prayers, in meditating on God's word, you tarry long in praying in tongues, you tarry long in worshiping God, you tarry long in His presence, worshiping Him, declaring His word, prophesying over your life and destiny. You tarry long until your eyes are red with wine. Am I communicating? You drink until you are drunk. Maga Sataya. Barasuta, be ever filled, stimulated. This is the secret of not of living a worry-free life, confusion-free life. I'm showing you the secret. Anytime you catch yourself worrying, everything is just bothering you. You worry in the morning, worry afternoon, worry in the evening. You are discouraged, depressed, downcast. Should I tell you the diagnosis? You are not drunk. That's the truth. You are not drunk in the Holy Ghost. What should you do? Solution. Tarry long in prayer. Praying in the Spirit. Tarry long meditating on God's word. That have the solution to those issues. Tarry long in worship, in praise. Tarry long until you are drunk. Because the moment you are drunk in the Spirit, you cannot worry again about those mundane things. You can't worry about those problems again. Am I communicating? You can't be depressed. This Holy Ghost wine will bring you out of depression. It is a divine antidepressant. Praying in the Spirit is a spiritual antidepressant. It's more effective than selective serotonin inhibitors. All those imipramine, all those LSD, all those antidepressants. This one works better. I might tell your neighbor, this one works better. With no side effect. Are you getting my point? You pray yourself out of depression. You pray yourself out of discouragement. You pray yourself out of worry.
pray.
Drink of the wine of the Spirit until you are drunk. Drunkards don't worry about nothing. Nothing bothers drunkards under heaven. Nothing. Even if they tell them the whole world is on fire, they will even tell you, I'm not on earth. I'm on planet Pluto. Nothing worries drunkard under heaven. Am I communicating? This is the recipe to living a worry-free life. I'm showing you. Because you are operating at a higher plane. Your perspective, your viewpoint, your worldview is affected by the plane you are viewing things from. When you pray in the Holy Ghost, it says you rise like an edifice. You ascend in your consciousness in the spirit. You ascend to, it says rise higher and higher. The more you pray, the more you ascend. The more you pray, the more you ascend. And then you start viewing things from the mountaintop. That same intimidating problem or mountain, the moment you change the plane, you ascend to higher height, they will start looking like molehill. Even before the problem, even before the mountain is removed, your perspective has changed. The size will look so tiny. Am I communicating? You are no longer intimidated. Prayer will insulate your heart from worry. It will insulate your heart from worry. The reason why you are so full of fear, you are bothered about everything, is because you are in the flesh. You are operating like natural carnal men. You are in the flesh. Change that plane. Come up here. Am I communicating? Ascend. Is there a system of ascending in the spirit? Yes. Give me Jude 20. Amplified. There is a system. There is a technology in the spirit for you to ascend. Rise like an edifice by praying in the Holy Ghost. So praying in the Holy Ghost is like a spiritual lift system. It's a supernatural elevator. It's a system of ascending. Am I communicating? But you, beloved, build yourself up, founded on your most holy faith, make progress. Can you shout amen? Make progress, then he says, rise like an edifice, higher and higher. So you ascend in the spirit, above the limitations of mortal men. You ascend above the natural plane of existence. Am I communicating? You ascend from the terrestrial to the celestial. You start viewing things from the mountaintop. Is that mountain that was intimidating me? Is it the same mountain looking like a tiny ant in my sight? Am I communicating? Nothing has happened to the mountain or problem. Something has happened to your perspective. Why? Because your plane has changed. You have ascended. Magaba Sataya. Very soon we'll pray. There are some issues that you are going to roar like a lion. You roar in the spirit against them. Mashata. Do you know that's the response of the lion against threat and intimidation? Who has ever been to the wildlife park or zoo? Eh? Have you ever tried threatening a lion? How does the lion respond to your threat, to your intimidation? Does the lion cower in fear and run away and put his tail between his legs? Is that how the lion responds to threat and intimidation? No. The lion responds by roaring. When the lion roars, it paralyzes its prey with fear. Oh yeah. When you start roaring in the spirit, there are some demons that will leave you. Say, this one don't colo. Moku leave him. Are you getting me? There are some problems that we naturally give way. Tell your neighbor, learn to roar in the spirit. All those intimidations from the devil, problems, challenges, financial issues, this one, debt, sickness, this one intimidating you, threatening you.
all those things as if it's a death sentence. You learn to respond like a lion. You know, we are from the tribe of lions. Jesus is called the lion of the tribe of Judah. And the Bible says we are brethren. He calls us brethren. That means we too, we have lionic genomics. We have lionic genes. If our elder brother is a lion, who are we? We cannot be goats. We cannot be cheetahs. We cannot be hyena or antelopes. We have to be lions too. So you learn to roar against satanic intimidation. You roar in the spirit. Roar some tongues. Aya, kabora basaya. Mandegeba. Roar against those mountains. He said, who art thou, O mountain, before Zerubbabel? Thou shalt become plain. Aya, am I communicating? Prophesy to the mountain its eventual end. Tell the mountain how it will end. He said it will become a plain. Are you seeing this? Some of you, common exam. Fear. Common exam. Tell your neighbor, learn to roar. The Bible said the lion, the strongest among all beasts, and turned not away from any. Lions don't turn away in fear or cowardice from any challenge. Ayayayayayaya. Kobo legida kapata. Write this down. The cry of the spirit, number one, is a cry for deep intimacy with God. In prayers, deep intimacy, in meditation, you learn to meditate. Colossians 3:16, it says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom. It's a cry for deep intimacy. Jesus said, come, everyone that thirsted, come to me and drink. You learn to tarry long in his presence, in intimacy, in prayers, in worship, in fastings, in praise. Hallelujah. Number two, the cry of the spirit is a cry for the propagation of the gospel of Christ. Give me Zechariah 1:17. The cry of the spirit is a cry for the rapid spread of the gospel. It's a cry for the propagation of the gospel. The propagation of the gospel of Christ. It's a cry for rapid kingdom advancement and establishment. Zechariah 1:17. It's a cry yet saying, God instructed the prophet to cry. It's a cry yet saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, my cities, my kingdom, true prosperity, shall yet be spread abroad. Can you shout amen? The cry of the spirit is a cry for the spread of the gospel of Christ. It's a cry for the rapid advancement and establishment of God's kingdom. First, in the heart of men, by getting them born again. And then secondly, across territories, cities, nations, communities, families, and across the seven mountains of influence. Glory to God. It's a cry for the propagation. He said, my city shall yet be spread abroad. How? Through poverty. What did he say? Through prosperity. Listen, God wants you to prosper because of his love for you. But God needs you to prosper because of the gospel. God has a gospel agenda. There is a kingdom agenda here, that your prosperity is needed to advance. That's why you should not be poor. You should refuse to be poor. Am I communicating? If you are poor, in what way now can you partner with the gospel? If you are poor, in what way can you give towards the cause of the kingdom, towards the cause of propagating the gospel? God says, my strategy for advancing and establishing the gospel, for propagating the gospel, is through the prosperity of the saint. Am I communicating? He says, true prosperity shall be spread abroad. And the Lord shall yet comfort Zion, and he shall yet what? Choose Jerusalem. You see, God blesses you financially so that you will be a blessing. God told Abraham, I will bless you and you shall be a blessing. Okay? So you are like a channel. You are a pipe. You are not a dam. You are not a reservoir. You are a channel. Am I communicating? You are a channel of blessing first to the kingdom of God. You know, your partnership with the gospel, you give, you partner towards God's work so that the kingdom agenda can be established. Number two, you are blessed to be a blessing to suffering humanity. There are poor people out there. People are suffering. The poor, the needy, the widows, the orphans. Am I communicating? You are blessed to be a blessing to humanity. Glory to God. To touch life. You cannot help the poor if you agree to be poor. Am I communicating? So this talks of your charitable works. This is, you know, we say this is our year of abundance. This is one of the reasons God wants you to walk in abundance, so that you can be a blessing to others. You can be a channel of blessing to the kingdom of God. You can be a channel of blessing to the poor and suffering humanity. There are people that don't have food to eat. There are people that don't even have clothes to wear. There are children are dying of hunger every day in Africa. Am I communicating? I prophesy, God will empower you with resources. You will feed the poor in their millions. You will clothe the naked in their millions. You will, God will use you to give shelter to the homeless. In the name of Jesus, you will lend to nations. You will help widows and orphans. Some of you here, you will build orphanages. You will put them on scholarships, those orphans, those widows. You will help them in the name of Jesus, so that you can be a blessing. Then God prospers you so that you will live a comfortable life. Not that you are praying, you are thinking of children's school fees, house rent, you are thinking of where the next meal will come. Am I communicating? God wants you to be comfortable. Glory to God. I say glory to God. I say glory to God. A lot of family crisis between husband and wife will be solved when money is available. Eh? A lot of tension in families is because of inadequate finances, so financial problem. It has caused so many divorces. You understand? Husband gave wife money. How much? 100 naira. And he's asking for change the following day. If one husband got angry, he said, I will go and do the shopping myself. Say, this woman, I don't understand. The money I give you, it don't finish with that. The woman said, prices of things don't go up for market. Say, no, I don't believe you. The next time, the man went himself. When he went to buy those things, he didn't come with half of what the wife bought last time, with the same amount. Hallelujah. It is the will of God for you to have. You see, there are three levels of living. The first level is the level of not enough. That's not the will of God for you. Not enough. That's the level of scarcity. Is the level of shortage. Living in scarcity and shortage. The level of not enough is the level of slavery, financial slavery. That's not the will of God for you as a believer. Then the second level is the level of just enough. Just enough. This is the level of survival. You are here, you are in survival mode. Am I communicating? Just average, just enough. Survival mode. This is still not the will of God. This is not God's perfect will. Then the third level of living. The first one I say not enough. That is what? level of scarcity and shortage, slavery. Then the second level of living is the level of just enough. Is survival mode here. It's still not God's perfect will. Then the third level is the level of more than enough. Let me tell your neighbor, this is my realm. Tell your neighbor, this is your realm. The level of more than enough is the level of abundance. It is God's perfect will for you, because this is where you become a blessing. You become a channel. Am I communicating? This is very important. Say with me, in the name of Jesus, I have left the realm of not enough. I have left the realm of just enough. And I have entered the realm of more than enough. In the name of Jesus. So that you can be a blessing. Jesus is coming soon. The clock is ticking. And there are still billions that are still unsaved. We need to reach out to them with the gospel through every available medium. That's why, thank God for technology. Thank God for media. Media is very important for spreading the gospel. Am I communicating? This is why we have a gospel outreach called Avalanche of Good News. We are on radio. Soon we'll be on TV. Are you seeing this? It's not because one man of God is looking for fame or wants to be popular. Mm-mm. There is a kingdom agenda here. Lives and destinies. Do you know how many lives have been impacted through Avalanche of Good News broadcasts? So many. Imagine if we didn't take that bold step of faith. And yet, they didn't give us airtime free. We are paying. These require money. We did a crusade, Glory Incense Concert and Crusade, our first crusade last year. Look at the lives that were impacted. It costed us, that crusade, in millions. The budget was around 4 million. Am I communicating? 4 point something million. You see, listen. Just pinch yourself. Say, I refuse to be poor. For the sake of the gospel. If, as a Christian, if you agree to be poor, you will still go to heaven, no? But let me tell you the consequence. Number one, the souls that will have been saved through your partnership, if you were rich and if you had given, the souls that will have been saved through your partnership with the gospel, we end up not being saved. So they will go to hell. Are you not being selfish? You are being selfish. I mean, you went to heaven alone. You didn't carry anybody along. Reinhard Bonnke crusade. Do you know the millions of dollars that is pumped into that crusade? And Kenneth Copeland is the biggest giver. And yet some people abuse him that is a prosperity preacher. But look at what he's putting his money into. There is no way Reinhard Bonnke crusade will work. It will have been hindered if there were no resources, if there was no money. Serious millions of dollars for each of them. That's why I made that statement. God wants you to prosper because of his love, because he's a loving heavenly father. No father in his right mind will wish poverty for their children. Even wicked fathers will not wish poverty for their children. But God needs you to prosper because of his kingdom agenda. Spreading the gospel. The best place to put and invest your money is into the gospel of Christ. Quote me anywhere. It's the best place. I'm not saying that other investments are not important. Business investment, investment in real estate, stock exchange, all of that. Those are also important, but the best place is the gospel. In fact, the reason why you are doing others, all this other business investment in the physical, is so that you will have enough to put into the gospel. And Jesus said, guarantees 100-fold returns. That's investment in the gospel. Glory to God. I say glory to God. The cry for the propagation of the gospel. Then next, the cry of the Spirit is a cry of sonship. It's a cry of sonship. Glory to God. It's a cry of sonship. Let's look at Romans chapter 8 verse 15. It's a cry of sonship. The cry of the Spirit is a cry of sonship. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Give me an amplified. That word Abba, it means source and sustainer. God is my source. God is my sustainer because he is my Father. Hallelujah. For the spirit which you have now received, that's the Holy Spirit, is not a spirit of slavery. We are not slaves. We are not slaves. The spirit of fear makes you a victim. We are not slaves. It's not a spirit of slavery to put you once again in bondage to fear. Fear of failure. Fear of death, fear of sickness, fear of lack, fear of poverty, fear of success, fear of marriage, fear of everything. No. He said we've not received the spirit of slavery, because the spirit of fear leads to slavery and bondage. Am I communicating? But you have received the spirit of adoption. Glory to God. The spirit producing sonship. So the cry of the spirit here is a cry of sonship. In the bliss of which we cry. So it's a blissful cry. Am I communicating? Abba, Abba means Father. Source and sustainer. Father. Glory to God. Listen, God is your loving heavenly Father. God is a responsible Father. God is not an irresponsible Father. He will meet your need. Are you listening? He will provide for you. Glory to God. All you need to do is to trust him. Put your faith in him. The spirit of sonship. Next verse. The spirit himself does testify together with our own spirit, assuring us that we are children of God. Sonship. Sonship comes with what? Rights and what? Privileges. Okay? Right, privileges, and also responsibilities. 17. And if we are his children, then we are his heirs also. Heirs of God and fellow heirs. Give me in KJV, King James, say joint heirs with Christ. Sharing his inheritance with him. Okay, leave it like this. Something I want to bring out. With sonship comes inheritance. Our inheritance in Christ. Healing is your inheritance. Divine health is your inheritance. Prosperity is your inheritance. Success is your inheritance. Greatness is your inheritance. Wisdom. Are you getting this? With sonship comes what? Your inheritance. Your rights and privileges. Failure is not part of it. Glory to God. Poverty, sickness is not part of your inheritance. Fear is not part of your inheritance. So the spirit, the cry of the spirit here is a cry for the sons of God to enter and enjoy their inheritance. Are you seeing something? For them to receive their blood-bought inheritance. Everything Christ has already paid the price for you to enjoy. Glory to God. He wants you to enjoy them. Sharing his inheritance with him. Do you know your healing has been paid for by the blood of Jesus? Isaiah 53 verse 1. It says, whose report shall we believe? There is a blood stained report. Blood smeared report. There is a bloody report of the finished work of Christ. Jesus paid with his own blood. By his stripes, you were healed. Am I communicating? Surely, he has borne our griefs. He carried our sorrow. He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement, punishment for our peace, shalom, was upon him. By his stripes, we are healed. There is a bloody report. put your faith in that report. Am I communicating? Shalabaka sataya. Maleko bo sefeletena. Braka tiska liko boronde sifreketia. Refuse to tolerate anything around your life that does not look like your blood-bought inheritance in Christ. Refuse to tolerate it. Violently resist them. We will soon pray. Am I communicating? Anything you tolerate will remain. Anything you tolerate in your life will remain. Violently react against them. Violently react against oppression. Sickness is an oppression in your body, in your mind. Poverty is an oppression. In fact, poverty is destruction. The Bible said the destruction of the poor is their poverty. Failure is not part of your inheritance. Any pain in your body, that pain that will not allow you rest. Any form of pain, emotional pain, mental pain, bodily pain, is not part of your inheritance. Jesus has taken that pain, and what he took, you don't have, and no devil should force them on you. Am I communicating? You need to be violent in faith, because the oppressor, Satan, is not a gentleman. Are you getting me? He's a madman. He's a rebel. You don't use gentleman approach to deal with demons and their father, Satan. It says, a share in this kingdom, right from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence. And the violent what? Taketh it by force. A share in this kingdom is being sought for with the most ardent zeal and what? Intense exertion. You must exert yourself. Pole kida kapatina. Praskatonia. Give me Galatians 4, verse 6. Galatians 4. The cry of the Spirit is a spirit of sonship. Glory to God. It's a cry of sonship. Sons must lay hold on their inheritance in full. Glory to God. They must enjoy all their blood-bought inheritance in Christ. They must take their place. They must understand the leading of the Spirit. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So part of your sonship right is the right to be led by the Spirit of God. Am I communicating? Because ye are sons, God has set forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying what? Abba, Father. Say with me, God is my heavenly Father. I am careless. You know what I mean? You don't care about, worry about any careless. That, no, it says, cast all your cares. Philippians 4, verse 6. Cast all your cares upon your loving heavenly Father. Only him truly cares. Human beings may not care. Human beings may fail you, but there is somebody that cannot fail you. There is somebody that truly cares for you. When everybody deserts you, run away from you, there is somebody, Jesus said, lo, I am with you always. Both the good time and the bad time is with you. When you are going through the waters, is with you. When you are going through the fire, is with you. When you are going through the flood, is with you. That's why it will not overflow you. The fire will not burn you. Am I communicating? His ever abiding presence is there. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. Give me an amplified. After this, you give me 1 Peter 5, verse 7 and 8. He said, be amplified. Glory to God. He said, and because Philippians 4, 6. Glory to God. Media is as if you are high on Holy Ghost wine, man. Your eyes are seeing visions. Glory to God. He said, do not fret. This is a word for somebody. Do not fret or have any anxiety about anything. But in every circumstance, in everything, by prayer and petition. Petition means definite request. With thanksgiving, that is like the stamp on the letter. Continue to make your wants known to God. Hallelujah. Now give me 1 Peter 5:7. 1 Peter, use amplified. 1 Peter 5:7. Glory to God. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Let's see it in amplified. He said, casting the whole of your care, in parentheses, all your anxieties. What are the things you are anxious about? Children's school fees, house rent, school fees, this one, that one. Am I communicating? All your concerns, everything. All your worries, all your concerns, once and for all, on him. Who is the him? Jesus. Why? For he cares for you affectionately. Can you see your heavenly Father? He cares for you affectionately and cares about you watchfully. Are you seeing something there? That's why I say be careless in this sense. Care. Don't worry about anything. The bills are on your father. Look at Pibobo, my son, for instance. Does Pibobo worry about what he will eat? I've never seen Pibobo sit down like this, thinking, hey, what will I eat in the morning now? What will I eat? Which clothes will I wear? You know, he cares about nothing. Because his faith and trust is that his father will meet all his needs. His faith is in his parents. Why don't you exhibit this childlike faith? You see, you worry a lot. Damoa. Carry your damoa. Give Ubangiji. Let him undo them. He's your father. He's not an irresponsible father. He says, let's read it together so that it will sink into your consciousness. 1, 2, 3, go. Casting the whole of your care, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns, once and for all, on him, for he cares for you affectionately and cares for you watchfully. Glory to God. Next, the cry of the Spirit is a cry for wisdom. You know, we have a teaching series, The Cry of Wisdom. How many of you still remember that teaching? Very powerful. It's a cry for wisdom. Proverbs 1:20-23. It's a cry for wisdom. I want you to know that the wisdom of this world is fast failing the people of the world. Can you see what is happening in the earth right now? The things that are happening. He said, darkness shall cover the earth. Gross darkness, the people. Human solutions are fast failing. Oh, the economic experts, their analysis are failing. So there is the need for the sons of God to arise with the wisdom of God. The Josephs have to arise. The Daniels have to arise. Am I communicating? There is a cry for wisdom. The cry of wisdom. The wisdom of God is what provides supernatural solution to the problems of this world. The wisdom of God profess supernatural solution is what you use to dissolve doubt, to explain hard sentences, enigmas and puzzles and naughty questions. Am I communicating? The world is full of so many questions awaiting the answers of wisdom. Just like when there was a problem in the then world power, Egypt, the Bible says Joseph rose with the wisdom of God. Joseph that never went to secular school. He didn't go to Harvard. The wisdom of Harvard is failing. The wisdom of Yale and Oxford and Cambridge is failing. See, this is the era that kingdom giants will arise with the superior wisdom of God. Ayagabarida kapalatia. Just like Joseph bailed Egypt from that 7 years of famine by proffering a 14-year agroeconomic plan that bailed Egypt from perishing from hunger. during those 7 years of famine, and by implication the whole world. That is how I see the sons of God rising, giants are rising from the kingdom, that we function with the wisdom of God, that we bring forth solution to the global food crisis, to the global problem in the health sector, in the medical field, in every area of life. Am I communicating? Wisdom crieth without, she uttereth her voice in the street, because that is where you see people. Next verse, people going about their normal business, people in the marketplace, they need the wisdom of God. You need to carry the wisdom of God into the marketplace of life and manifest it there. Am I communicating? This is how some of us, some of us are going to these principalities and powers by manifesting the manifold wisdom of God this end time. We will educate demons and angels by displaying the multifaceted, multivariegated wisdom of God in all its infinite variety. Am I communicating? The end time church is ordained to rule and reign through the operation and the manifestation of the manifold wisdom of God in all spheres of life. Wisdom, she cried in the chief place of the concourse, in the openings of the gates. That's a decision making point in authority centers. Leaders need wisdom. Politicians need wisdom. Am I communicating? In the city, she uttereth a word, saying, next verse. How long, ye simple? Simple ones there is talking of foolish people. Will ye love simplicity or foolishness? And the scorners delight in their scorning. It says, and fools hate knowledge. Next verse. Turn you at my reproof. This is the admonition of wisdom. It says, turn, and behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. Which spirit? The spirit of wisdom. And we make known my words unto you. I see a fresh outpouring of the spirit of wisdom. In Ephesians 1:17, Paul prayed for the church at Ephesus that God will give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation, of insight into mysteries and secrets. Glory to God. This is how some of you will become millionaires and billionaires this year. I'm telling you, it's by carrying the wisdom of God into the marketplace, providing supernatural solution, the wisdom of God manifesting as superior creativity, craftsmanship. Am I communicating? Problems that have defied solution for years, you will just come with the wisdom of God and solve it. Aya gabala kataya. Some of you will come up with 1,000 inventions from sand. You just pack it. Have you not heard of George Washington Carver? George Washington Carver from soya beans. This soya beans, some of you eat it, you cook it, boil it. George Washington Carver, he came up with 360 something inventions from soya beans. All by the wisdom of God, a believer. They asked him, what's the secret? He said, I will carry the soya bean seed. I will go before God in a dark room. I'll say, Lord, open my eyes to see this soya bean seed the same way you saw it when you created it at creation. And then, boom, the spirit of wisdom will start working, imparting divine creativity, invention, innovation, witty invention, supernatural innovation. Before you know it, it came up with 360 something invention, scientific invention from soybeans, all manner of product. In fact, from that soybean seed, the guy, he produced hair cream, hair product, all manner of things. Receive an impartation of the spirit of wisdom in the name of Jesus. Some of you, very soon CNN and BBC will come and interview you because of the witty invention, the innovation, the creative ideas, concept and insight that will solve global
global problems in the name of Jesus.
Ephesians 3:10, he said, through the church, God wants to display Magabaya, the manifold wisdom of God, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church, the manifold wisdom of God. Give me a amplified version. He said the purpose is that through the church, the complicated, many-sided wisdom of God in all its infinite variety and innumerable aspect might now be made known to the angelic rulers and authorities, principalities and powers in heavenly spheres. The richest man in under the old covenant, Solomon, was also the wisest man. Wisdom is the mother of wealth. Am I communicating? How did Solomon receive that dimension of wisdom? Through a divine encounter. When he had an encounter with God after he gave to God 1,000 burnt offering. Am I communicating? God appeared to him and God said, gave him a blank check. Solomon, what do you want? He said, give me wisdom so that I can govern your people. God, the speech pleased the Lord. He said, I've given you wisdom. No man shall be as wise as you. I've also given you every other thing you didn't ask for, including riches. And Solomon rose to become the wealthiest, the wisest and the wealthiest man under the old covenant before Jesus. When Jesus came, he said, a greater than Solomon is here. He said, Queen of Sheba came all the way from Ethiopia to hear the wisdom of Solomon. He said, the people of Nineveh, they repented at the preaching of Jonah. And then he said, a greater than Solomon is here. And the Bible says, Christ in you. He said, in Christ are hid all treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And that Christ is in you. Kai, 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 Kai. This end time, we will so walk in wisdom that presidents will be begging us for solution. They will be begging us to come and save their nations. To come and revamp. It's already happening, you know. They are president of nations that have met Bishop Oyedepo to come and revamp their educational sector by the operation of the wisdom of God. Am I communicating? We'll be propounding theories and solutions, designing educational curriculum for institutions that even professors will not be able to understand by the operation of the wisdom of God. Say with me, in the name of Jesus, the wisdom of God is at work in me, producing mighty works. Hi, Mark 6:2. Look at Jesus. He was preaching, ministering in the synagogue in Nazareth, and the people listening to him, they were flabbergasted. They were mesmerized, dazed. They said, "What wisdom is this that is given unto him, that even such mighty works..." The mighty works there is talking of his miracles, though. Mighty, miraculous works are wrought by his hands. You will do exploit by the wisdom of God. You will do mighty works by the wisdom of God. In the name of Jesus. Some of you are students, but very soon you will become a big time entrepreneur that you will be employing the graduates from your school to work for you, even though you are still in school. As in, you are an undergraduate, 200 level, 300 level, yet you are CEO of multinational companies, that some of your lecturers will be bringing CV to work in your company. Somebody say wisdom. Who lied to you that until you finish, collect Pali certificate before you become... We need to change our thinking. We have been wrongly programmed. We need to change our thinking. Who told you? Where is it written? Chapter what, verse what? Which book? That until thou graduatest from university or polytechnic,
or college of education before thou can make money or before thou can become millionaire. Is it written anywhere like that? Tell me, which school did Solomon get his wisdom from? Was it Harvard? Was it not through divine encounter? I'm not saying school is bad, though. Please go to school. Give it your best shot. But the wisdom of God is not found within the four walls of the educational institution. It's not found within the four walls of university. It comes from the Spirit of God, who is the Spirit of wisdom, and the Word of God, which is the wisdom of God. Am I communicating? In this service, there is a dimension of impartation of wisdom that is coming upon somebody that before the end of this year, you are advertised a millionaire. There is a dimension of wisdom that is landing on somebody that before the end of the year, you have become a big-time successful entrepreneur. You have started your business and it is flourishing like water. There is a dimension of wisdom that is coming upon somebody that you will come up with a product, an invention, a product of witty invention, an innovation that the whole world will run after you for solution. In the name of Jesus. Next, the cry of the Spirit is a cry of grace. Zechariah 4:6 is a cry of grace. Mashatakabaya lefetulepiletia is a cry of grace. The Spirit of grace and supplication. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Let's find out. Verse 7. Who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, thou shalt become a plain. Hey, can you see how your problems, your mountain-like problems, will end up? They will become a plain. He said, he shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shoutings, crying. What is he crying? Grace, grace unto it. The cry of the Spirit is a cry of grace. There is a cry of grace on your head. This year you must walk in abundance of grace. The grace of God must speak loudly for you. The mercy of God, the grace of God gives you mercy. The grace of God gives you favor. The grace of God is crying loudly on you for favor. The blood of Jesus, that blood that speaketh, is a speaking blood. That blood is speaking healing for you. That blood is speaking favor for you, divine favor. That blood is speaking divine mercy. That blood is speaking grace, grace, grace. The grace of God will give you result far more than your effort. A student listening to me right now, you will get result that is bigger than what you wrote in that exam. Your result will far exceed your effort. The Spirit of grace is crying in your favor. The grace of God, Ayagabalakata, is speaking for you all the blessings and benefits of the finished work of Christ. Is the cry of the Spirit. He said, who art thou, O mountain? Who art thou? Mountain of sickness, hear my voice. Mountain of lack, poverty, financial mountain, hear my voice. Fountain of failure, mountain of oppression. Liga bakatana la barakatai. He said, thou shalt become a plain. Thou shalt become a plain. Why? He shall bring forth the headstone with crying, shouting, grace, 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 grace. Liga baya. Somebody in this service, there is a dimension of grace coming upon you that will launch you into a new season, a new dimension. There is a dimension of grace that will catapult you into victory, that will catapult you to the next level, the next level of success, the next level of glory, the next level of prosperity, the next level of blessings, in the name of Jesus.
Please help that person.
The spirit of grace. Kali gobo sekete. The last one, the cry of the spirit, is a cry of revival. Shabalakataya. John 7:37. Jesus cried on that last day of the feast. He said, if any man thirst, let him come to me. Ayayaya. It's a cry of revival fire. It's a cry of a revival glory. Mandebo sepeletena. Lagabataya. Li kraskata. If any man thirst, come, let him come to me and drink. And after drinking, what will happen? Next. Verse 38. Kelebo sekete. The waters are stirred already. He said, he that believeth on me, as the scripture had said, out of his belly, out of his innermost being, giving amplified, shall flow. Somebody say flow. Shall flow what? Rivers of living water. Kabali gabatai. All you need to do is to believe him tonight. Believe God. Doubt your doubt. Believe God. The power of God is here to meet your need. The presence of God is here. Everything is possible. All things are possible to him that believeth. Your story is changing tonight. Nobody is living here the same. You are living here with your testimonies, with your miracles, with your answers. He that believeth on me, Lailabada, who cleaves to trust and relies on me, as the scripture has said, from his innermost being shall flow continuously springs and rivers of living water, rivers of healing, rivers of firepower, rivers of prosperity, rivers of revelation, rivers of wisdom, rivers. Kalabatizo balakatai. Rivers of living water is a cry of revival. Massive outpouring of the spirit. Ligabaya gushing torrents. Lidebosha. Supernatural outpouring. Massive moves of the spirit. Ligabaya gabada. Is there somebody that is hungry? Liabalatea. Leketo, I want you to lift up your voice. Jesus said, out of his belly shall flow. Regedo seketea. It's a cry of revival. Labatuze beletena. God is raising mobile revivalists. God is setting men and women on fire. God is shooting them like arrows to take over cities, to take over nations. Liga bagadaya. The Josephs are rising up. The Daniels are rising up. The Elijahs are rising up. Liga bakasataya. Embreketaya. Mandebosa. Sons of fire are rising. Sons of fire are rising. Sons of thunder. Lekeboko sekepatai. The Lord is filling hungry hearts. The Lord is filling hungry hearts with his presence. He's filling hungry hearts with his power. Filling hungry hearts with his glory. Lift up your hands and just receive. The Lord is filling hungry hearts. Legido sepeletena. I'm seeing grace for intimacy with the Holy Spirit. I'm seeing 1, 2, 3, 5 people. The Lord is releasing grace for intimacy upon them in the name of Jesus. Take it, take it, take it. The grace for intimacy. Deeper levels of intimacy where the Holy Ghost, where the Holy Ghost, Liga Baka Sabalatia, Mashata Baka Satai, Kalabasubalakatia. The Holy Ghost is embracing some people right now.
It's embracing. It's a grace for intimacy. It's a grace. Suddenly, the love of God is overwhelming you. You are overwhelmed by the love of God. Shakabakatai. In the name of Jesus, I release that grace for deeper level of intimacy with the Holy Spirit. Shabalina kapate, leketo sabate, rakabate, help them, lakabate. I'm seeing fresh fire, fresh fire, fresh fire. Shakabatai, from the right to the left, take it, take it. Impartations of fire, the fire of prayer, the fire of intercession, the fire of intimacy. Liga bakatai, out of your belly. Elebo sila gabatai. Manda kabayaya. You are being initiated into deeper dimension of intimacy with the Holy Ghost. Eleba kusegida. Rakabatei. Rakabatei. Manda bakatai. Brakatai. Rodo setia. Liga batai. I'm seeing angels releasing impartations of fire upon people's head, upon their hand, upon their belly. Shadila kapatai, distributions. Letun sevelete, ekomba leader, in the name of Jesus. Take it, take it, take it. I'm seeing the grace for prophetic intercession, the fire of prophetic intercession resting upon people. The fire, prophetic intercessory grace is being released, is being released, is being released. Take Kabaliga Bagada Mandegeba, the grace. People's eyes have been anointed with fire. Leketo kabakatai, lakabatai. I see angels pouring oil on people's head. The oil, shatabaya, leketo. Angels are anointing people with burning oil. It's upon your eyes. It's upon your head. Shakabatai. Manda kabaya. Your eyes are open. Shalivakatai. I'm seeing the anointing for favor resting upon people's hand. The anointing for favor, supernatural favor. Your hand will begin to burn like fire. You will feel electricity. It's the anointing for favor, a tangible favor anointing coming upon people's hand. Take it, take it, take it. Take it, help him. Shalavatai, help them. Take it, take it. Tangible anointing for favor. Kapa teke bakata. Lift up your hands. Shele go balakatai. The river of the Spirit is flowing. There is a mighty river flowing in this place. Everything that is dead is coming back to life. Manda bakusa bakatai. Anything and everything that is called dead in your life, in your family, in your finances, kabalika bakatai. There is a resurrection mantle, kabaliko bakatai. In the name of Jesus, I command everything dead to come back to life. Everything dead, have the palasida. Lakabatai, dead organs, dead tissue, lapondekeba, any part of your body that is dead, every tissue, every cell, every system, I command it to come back to life. Every dead business, I command it to come back to life. Every dead business that is crawling, I command it to check back to life. Every dead academics, I command your dead academic life to come back to life. Anyone whose brain command that brain to come back to life. Every dead marriage, every dead relationship, I command them to come back to life. Every dead career, dead job, I command them to come back to life. Every dead ministry, I release this anointing for resurrection. I command it to check back to life.
People's eyes have been anointed with fire. Shaligobo sepelete. The anointing of a seer. Your eyes have been anointed with fire. Magasula balatina. Rondo fracapata. Fire is burning in this place. Help him. Your eyes is been anointed with fire. Your eyes are anointed. Help them. Mashila kabadai. Ronde kepora kidas. Impartations of fire. Eyes are opening. Eyes are opening. Eyes are opening.
My God, it's a new season.
Retina cell, every devil of blindness, come out of these eyes. I speak life to every cell in the name of Jesus. Receive the life of God. Come back to life. The retina cells, hear my voice. Come back to life. I command these eyes to be anointed to see. I restore perfect vision in the name of Jesus. I take authority over every devil of blindness. Shaliga bakatai, retina detachment. In the name of Jesus, come out of his eyes. I speak life. I release the healing power of God to restore and correct every abnormality. I restore perfect vision. Begin to see clearly. Begin to see clearly in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. It is done in Jesus' name. Kalebopo seke porabaka sakat. Imbrakato se brigeteke barakatai. Embreketisko lagidas. I see doors opening for people in high places. I see doors. I see doors. Even international connection. Maladiko seveletena. I'm seeing Abuja. Abuja, somebody, a major door is opening for you in Abuja. You will hear good news from there. Doors are opening for you in high places. For some, I've seen international doors. International doors are opening for you in the name of Jesus. Doors of favor, doors of promotion, doors of prosperity, doors of wisdom, doors of the anointing, doors of victory, doors of divine lifting. I prophesy they open now. Ephata, be open now. Onda bakasaya. Liga brande ke poseletena. Shalabako se pelenisko fra. Listen, I'm about to pray for the sick. Now, when I was preparing, there's a specific case the Lord told me about a lady, someone, you were raped. You were a victim of rape. This particular person, try and see me. For social reason, I won't call you out. But I need to pray for you.
You were a victim of rape, and after that, the thing has scattered your life. It has affected your life negatively. You know, you need emotional healing. You need healing from the trauma. So many things have gone wrong as a result. Please try and see me after this service. Praise God. Now, can you lift up your hands? I'm going to pray. This is your hour of healing. This is your hour of deliverance. Oh my God, my God. I'm seeing pain leaving people's body. In the spirit, I'm seeing pain leaving people's body. I want you to put your hands wherever you need a miracle. Put your hand anywhere you are having any pain, any growth, any swelling. Anywhere you need a miracle, please put your hand there. Oh, I'm seeing ulcers being healed by the power of God. I'm seeing pain, people's chest, people's stomach, pains in the ankle, pains in the knees. Waist pain. I'm seeing pain leaving people. A pain on people's heads. Some of you, it's as if I'm seeing the Lord removing something from your head. In the name of Jesus. Are you ready for this? I want you to mix it with faith as I pray for you, because as I speak, angels of healing are touching you. As I speak, that disease is departing from you, including those following online. Are you ready for this? Anywhere you need a miracle, put your hand there. If it's on your eyes, put your hand. In your ear, your neck, your back, your stomach, your chest. Anywhere you need a miracle, put your hand there. In the name of Jesus, I take authority over every spirit of infirmity. By the blood of the everlasting covenant, by the power that raised Jesus from the dead, I command every spirit of infirmities afflicting you, every pain, every disease, from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, I command them to leave now. I decree the healing power of God upon you, from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, be healed now. I command peptic ulcer disease, be healed now. I command blindness, be healed now. I command deafness, be healed now. I command eye problem, ears problem, be healed now. Every migraine headache, stubborn headache, he leaves you now. Every pain anywhere in your body, I command that pain to leave now. I command every growth in your body, let it dissolve now. Let the growth melt now. Breast lump in any part of your body, abdominal swelling anywhere, I curse that swelling. I command it to die, to dematerialize. Be healed now, in the name of Jesus. I take authority over arthritis. I command every arthritis of your knee, of your ankle, of your waist, any part of your body, let that spirit leave you now. I release the healing power of God. Be healed right now. Low back pain, be healed now. Anyone with a blood condition, whether HIV or diabetes or any form of blood disorder, hepatitis, malaria, typhoid, every blood disease represented here, hypertension, Kaligo Barakatai, Lekrando Sefrekete, I command your blood to be cleansed by the blood of Jesus. Let the power of God, let it cleanse your blood now. I command those blood diseases to be flushed out now. In the name of Jesus. Sickle cell disease. Kalidoboko Sabatia. Lymphoma. Blood cancers. In the name of Jesus, I curse you. Be gone now. Be healed right now.
right now in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Father. If I just prayed for you, come forward. I'm going to lay my hands on you and perfect the healing. Come forward. All the people, the sick people I just prayed for, find your way forward very fast. Kilabako jele freketea. Labatuza balatanaya. Keliko vragida sapalani sufratata. Jele gede gede. As you come forward, put your hand where you just received your healing. Put your hand where you were just prayed for the perfection of the healing. Kilabako sovragida. Labaka suvrahadila gabadia. Lefretos ketila brakatai. Pastors, I need you around. Please be checking them. Help them to act on their faith. Let me check them. We'll be taking testimonies of instant healings. In the name of Jesus, I speak life to these hands. Let the healing power of God flow through these hands. I curse every devil of paralysis. Let these hands receive life. I speak life. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Let the nerve cells come alive. Shakabasovrada, the hand of God. Let the healing be perfected. You are free. Yes.
Oh, as we lift our voice and pray. It's you that we see. It's you that we see. And there is power in your name.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I command the pain, go! Ankle pain, arthritis, be healed now! I speak life. Let the healing power of God flow into these legs now. Heal.
You that we see. Oh, we feel the burden in our dark.
Out.
My
out. We'll take your testimony. Please, those of you who have prayed for, please, I'm going to take some testimonies of instant healing. Start checking yourself. Do what you could not do before. If you were having pain in your leg or something, if you could not see well before, start testing your vision. The power of God has come upon you. Now, act out in faith and please meet the pastors who will take your testimonies. When you begin to see signs that healing have started happen, meet pastors who will take your testimony. You don't even need to wait until all the symptoms is gone. One of the ways you perfect your healing is by testifying. Hallelujah. For some, there is total healing completely. All symptoms gone. For some, you will notice you are beginning to see signs that the healing is already taking place. Let's have your testimonies.
That is who you are.
I curse the heartburn. I curse dyspepsia. Be healed right now. Jesus.
Jehovah Rapha.
Breathe in, out, I speak life, I declare healing over your respiratory system, be healed right now, yes, you are free.
That is who you are.
power of God through him to his sister. I command that headache afflicting his sister, be gone. Every sickness, infirmities afflicting, tormenting his sister, I command total healing. She is free.
That's what you do. That's what you do.
In the name of Jesus, I release the healing power of God through her to her sister right now. I command those legs to be healed. Let those swellings come down. Let the pain be gone. In the name of Jesus, she is free. Thank you. Lift up your hands. Can we rise to our feet? Rise to your feet. Rise to your feet. Can you go ahead and begin to appreciate Jesus? Go ahead and begin to appreciate Jesus. Go ahead and begin to appreciate Jesus. I can't hear your voice. Go ahead and begin to appreciate Jesus. Monde gebarakata sabrande kepose brekete kebalakatai. Now let's have some testimonies very fast of instant healings. Pastors, next is over to you now. The rest of us, can we sit down? If you've been prayed for and God has touched you, just meet any of the pastors so that we'll take your testimonies. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Give him mic. He needs mic. Please, when your name is called out, quickly come forward. Our time is fast spent. Hallelujah. Please, as you are hearing your name, can you move this offering basket? As you are hearing your name, quickly come forward. Let's hear what Jesus has done for you. Can you celebrate Jesus?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Please, these following people should come out. Libgan Patricia.
Please celebrate them as they call their name.
Blessing. Esther. Teresa Luca.
Please, as they are calling your name, come forward very fast.
Hosea. Kenret. Blessing. Another blessing again.
Is this how you celebrate Jesus?
Then Mrs. Rebecca Bunker. And if you have seen, you have noticed any healing, please join them. Come out with them too.
If Jesus has touched you and you've seen instant changes, please join them. Hallelujah. Yes.
Mr. Hosea, Oluwa Dumisi Dokas, and Isaiah.
Can you celebrate and encourage them? Yes, let's start with the first person.
Praise the Lord! I'm so excited this evening. Since last year, I was suffering from arthritis. I couldn't stretch the leg like this.
My God.
The leg swelled up. And now I can stretch the leg. I can even.
Woo! Give Jesus a shout of praise. Okay, do what you could not do before. Sir, do what you could not do before with it. Can you see something? Any pain? Any pain?
No.
Come on, give Jesus a shout of praise. It is permanent in Jesus' name. God bless you. You can go and sit. Next person. Let's hear what Jesus has done for you.
Hallelujah. Okay, actually, I left home. I was very much okay. So getting here, I started feeling pain in my stomach. I don't really understand. In fact, I was actually sitting here, but I had to go outside. One of the ushers came and met me, and she was asking me, what is the problem? I told her, I said, I don't know. I feel like throwing up. I had to go outside like two times.
My God.
And then when Daddy was praying, it happens. Boom. I got my healing.
Did you hear that? Boom. She said she...
Yes, sir. I'm healed, like... I'm healed. I'm not feeling anything.
My God. Come on, give Jesus a shout of praise. It is permanent in Jesus' name. Healing Jesus is in the house. My God. Yes, ma'am. Let's hear what Jesus did for you.
Praise the Lord. I'm so excited to be here. Like, I'm so excited. If I had missed this program, it would have been something else, because God has really touched me today.
Hallelujah.
Like, he has transformed my life.
Glory,
like, I felt
God.
My spirit so strong. Like, God has did it for me. And I've been having this chest pain, I think since 2020, 2021. Like, I can't bend, like, I can't do anything strenuous. I can't, especially, like, sometimes when I go to the village and then I want to go to the farm with my family members, I find it very hard to do the work on the farm with them. And then, I've been living with it. Some people tell me that it's ulcer. Sometimes I can't even shout, like, because the pain is really sharp. Like, sometimes even eating is a problem. Like, I can't eat anything hard. I always eat things that are very soft because of the chest pain. But as Papa was praying while I was there, even before we came here, while he was praying, I felt the pain lifted out of my chest.
My God! Like, I felt it. Come on, like, give Jesus a shout of praise! The pain left. Hallelujah.
It was like the fire of God just poured out the pain. Wow, like, and wow, now I can't shout, I can do anything, I can bend, I can do anything.
Woo!
Like,
glory! Now, can you do what you could not do before? Eh? Eh? Woo! Can you see this? Give Jesus a shout of praise. It is permanent in Jesus' name. Congratulations. Yes. Yes, Minister Kenret.
Praise God. After fasting on Tuesday, I said I was not going to cook, so I went to buy my outside. After eating that, my mind was not up to an hour. I went and purged. Since then, I didn't understand my stomach up till today that I came here. I wanted to go to the hospital before coming here, but I said, no, let me just come. But now I'm feeling okay. My stomach was heavy. I didn't know what was wrong with my stomach.
Come on, give Jesus a shout of praise. It is permanent in Jesus' name. Congratulations. Yes. Mommy, let's hear what Jesus has done for you. Bad Pastor Mark.
I was a man of God. I must stop the prayer and the Nazaran Thursday, the man of God, Yai, the Kashi, the Dere 7 o'clock, there, Gash. Woo! Anything, Muna Bukata, Mutambaye, she say everything. My daughter, Ding, Sarah, Ubanki, Shibaka, and for me, Tama, for Kwako, and the Tazona, Tazo, the weak Munchiki, and I everything, the Trenchi, but a Ghani, for me, Sarah, Aru, Zamu Ghani, everything, Gaskana, Shema, and I'm working. Ana prayer na sanaji kaman zufa amai zufa amai ne zai yi babu ne zai yi yana the man of God zai taba wata kusa da ni na ga kaman ni ne zai taba ciwo na din sai na ga ya wuce sai ce ruhu ba nawa bane bai zo kai na ba sai ce sanaji ka ya ce kowa ya zo da matar shi ta sa hannu a kirji na sanaji kaman ruwan sanyi ne da shi ya sa ka ta ci everything gaskiya na gode ma Allah na gode ma
wow Wait, Pastor Mark, give us interpretation.
Hallelujah. She said that she has seen the wonders of God in this season of prayer and fasting.
Hallelujah.
That she was the one who testified earlier that her daughter was impregnated by a guy and he ran away. She said after the Thursday prayer, after the man of God declared, she said the man, the wow. guy came back by himself.
My God.
Glory to God. She said also she was sitting there, she felt like vomiting, she had ulcer pain, and she said the man of God came close and touched her. Hallelujah. And when he touched her, she said the pain, okay, she said he touched the person close to her, she felt she thought it was her.
Then later when I said
but later
come
when
out.
When she came out here, the man of God prayed for her and she received her sight.
Yeah, that, and she felt when Pastor Simi put her hand and then she was prayed for, she felt as if they poured cold water. Is it? These are manifestations of the healing anointing. Sometimes it's like fire, sometimes like cold water like that, and then the pain left. It is permanent in Jesus. Hey, can you celebrate Jesus for this miracle?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In fact, children of God, my coming here, it is scheduled by God.
Hallelujah.
I wanted to escape the calling, and it was God telling me. Why? I have meetings, and the Lord helped me to put all these meetings in order. And I came back, I heard the man of God preaching. Senator Kai, if I come, I see not late. And a spirit that go, just go. As I came, I sat down. The prayer was going on. And as the man of God was praying, indeed, he mentioned my case. As I put my hand, I used to have this ulcer. See, the stomach, you know, for those that have the experience of ulcer, you will know what it is. Pain sometimes come on, heat, Then, as he was praying, he mentioned my case. Guess what? I feel relief. I feel relief, and I claim it that I'm.
Woo! Give Jesus a shout of praise.
And another. And again, he mentioned the other case, high blood pressure. That was my prayer. Father, as I enter here, mention my cases. And I believe as you mentioned,
thank
it
you,
is
Jesus.
Over.
Woo!
So he mentioned blood pressure, high blood pressure. Father, I grab it. And in fact, I
Mama
was
say I grab it. Can you see faith?
Yes. I was feeling headache. Truly, I am over, and I claim it that it is over. In Jesus' name.
The headache, what has happened to the headache?
It has gone.
Woo! Give Jesus a shout of praise.
There is something again concerning the glaucoma. You know, God will heal you, and the manifestation will be coming gradually.
Yes.
And it will leave. I attach it by faith that truly, I will be out of it. I'm out of it.
Woo,
I'm out of glaucoma. This
thank
is
you,
my
Jesus.
Prayer. I have been praying that
wow.
Nobody will lead me. Nobody. I will never be blind.
Amen.
I was scheduled for surgery in 2012. I rejected it because my elder brother had same issue. They gave him surgery. The correct eye. The other one escalated to this one. He became totally blind.
My
and
God.
I say I will never go on any surgery.
My God.
The Lord
my
will
God.
Do it for
my
me.
God.
And I believe it that I will never go blind.
Amen. Wow, this is multiple condition that Jesus just healed Mama of. She had high BP, hypertension, and that high BP affected her eyes, led to glaucoma, and also she had ulcer, and Jesus touched her and everything is gone. Can you celebrate Jesus? It is permanent in Jesus' name. I love Mama's faith. She said, I grab it.
Aye.
Amen.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes, ma'am.
There are many things that the Lord has been doing for me and my family in
praise
this place.
God, praise God.
But I'm not going to say it now. Let me say the one that just happened.
Just
now.
Happened. Yes,
we
sir.
Plan as a family and come and give our testimony.
Woo!
In
glory.
Amen. The beginning of this year, one day when I was walking, my leg as if is dislocation. I don't understand. Thank God for my brother, pharmacist David Shaku. I call him. I say, bro, I don't understand what is happening with my leg. As if it is a dislocation. I cannot walk very well. He said, mommy, favor, as if it's arthritis. So he takes some drugs for me that I should go and buy. After taking the drugs, the pain subsided a little bit. But this is my knee. I can't bend down to do anything with it. Once I bend down, the pain, I will stand up. But you know, when I came under the
thank
anointing
Jesus.
Of God, I didn't even notice this knee again
thank
that
thank
is
you,
paining me. As
thank
it is now, I
can you see something? Come on, give Jesus a shout of praise. Healing Jesus in the house. Jesus touched her and the arthritis, the pain is gone. She could kneel down, she could bend, she could do what she could not do before. It is permanent in Jesus' name. Congratulations. Come on, celebrate Jesus.
Praise God. Actually, this is my first time here and I'm glad to be here.
Wow, praise God.
Actually, I didn't plan to come here, but God has been so good. And when the prayer was going, and there's a lot of things I've been praying for and God have answered, I believe so. But my own personal one was that for the past 1 week now, I've been feeling headache, Like even to read for my exam has been so difficult that I have to talk to my mom and they said I should pray about it. But I was feeling like, okay, I was like, let me just leave this program and just go back because I was feeling cold, I was feeling symptoms, and some people already told me that it was symptoms of malaria and typhoid and stuff like that. But I just felt in my spirit that let me just wait behind to the ending of this program.
Thank God you did not leave.
So when I came out and then they were praying and I felt the headache, now I'm not feeling any headache.
My God.
Any cold again.
My God.
And I also want to, like, when the pastor was praying, he was mentioning about diabetes and heart pain. And this has been a threat to my father and my sister's life. Last year was really terrible for us. And I believe so much that they are healed because I came to that.
Woo! Come on, give Jesus a shout of praise. It is permanent in Jesus' name. You are free. You are healed. Come on, celebrate Jesus.
Hallelujah. I want to thank God for healing me. When I came as a worker, I need to come in time to do some work. So when I came, I was feeling headed. I was telling Nana and Anointed that my head is just turning me, but I will not sit down. I must walk because I know in this miracle service, I'm not going back the same.
Wow, that's commitment.
I'll receive my strength.
I like that.
We do our work together. We finish everything. We finish in time. I say, thank God, we finish in time. The service started. When the place get hotter, I started receiving strength because I was feeling weak. Even though I did not do anything, my mom said that I should just sit down in one place without doing anything. But I would be very tired as if I went to the farm before coming back home. As in, if I sleep, just to wake up in the morning, I find it very, very difficult. I'll be very tired as if they carry the whole burden and put a lot and put on my body. As in, I don't really understand it. And my auntie was telling me malaria can be do to someone like that sometimes. So I believe that I'm healed, as in I'm feeling very strong right
Hallelujah.
Now.
Hallelujah. What has happened to the headache?
That's gone. No.
Woo, it is gone. It is permanent in Jesus' name. Congratulations. Come on, celebrate Jesus. Yes. Yes, ma. Let's hear what Jesus has done for you.
Yes, really, God has done the best for me.
Praise
today.
God.
That's 28th January 2024. I thank God for what God has done for me because I had an accident. That's 2nd January 2020. I had an accident. So I was totally off. I never knew that I had an accident. I was in Jute then. So they now took me home with what I'm passing through. My sense is now off. I didn't know what was happening around. So when they now carry me home, that they will bring me back to Jute and they say there's no money. So that's how I keep passing through pain. I cannot even turn my hand like this. My hand was very heavy as if they tie stone in my hand. So I keep passing through trials because I cannot even sleep. I only put the pillow close to the wall, then I lay my head. I cannot even sleep. So I keep passing through trials like that. Then on January 2022, then I now went to Bangram, Bauchi State, for the issue that I'm passing through. So I stayed there, that's 1st January 2022, till 19 August, I came down to my hometown. So I keep passing through trials. I was like, though my hand, I can raise something, but I cannot even do anything because blood is not even flowing in my hand. I cannot even fold my hand like this. My hand was like this. So I keep passing through trials. I still go back to Bauchi again. And I now met the doctor. I told him, this is what I'm passing through. He now said, okay, he now put medicine for me that I've been using, the one I take my bath and other things. So I keep doing it. So my blood starts flowing. This vein is not even out of. So I've been crying. I said, God, why? So I now pass to Jude again. I told them, then I'll say, okay, I should come back for physiotherapy. I was like, this thing, maybe someone has used me already. Or is it that?
They will not use it.
Yes, I say it because I think different. So I keep saying different thing. So I now said no. So I had to let me hear what they are saying on 93.4. that was last week. So Anna had a doctor saying, Dr. Luca was saying something. So Anna said, no, I have to dress and know where this church is.
Yes.
Yes. So I had to like, okay, let me calm down. So I didn't tell anybody that this is where I'm coming. I say, let the will of God be done. So I now enter today because I cannot even do my hand. My hand was very heavy. Mm. But when I fell down through the prayers, now I can fold my hand.
Wow. Listen. Praise God. This is a nerve injury from that accident. You know. And look at what Jesus has done. Do what you could not do before with the hand. Let me see. She can fold it. She couldn't do this before. Wow. Can you give Jesus a shout of praise? It is permanent in Jesus' name. Come on, celebrate Jesus. Yes.
Praise the Lord. Thank you God for healing me. I came here with serious waist pain. I used to have so much like pain. I can't go without using pain reliefs. I can't even sleep maybe throughout the night. And then after Papa prayed for me, like I feel so much relieved. He prayed for headache and then ulcer. I believe that the ulcer is gone and then the headache too is gone.
Woo! Glory! It is permanent in Jesus' name. Do what you could not do before because of the waist pain. Come on, celebrate Jesus. Yes. Yes, sir. Let's make it brief. Our time is back.
Amen.
Now, communion stewards, get the communion element ready. After the communion, I'm going to pray on all the prayer requests and expectations. So start getting your expectations ready. Yes, sir.
Amen. Okay. Last year, August, we discovered something moves in my brain. So it got to a point I will read then I will forget what I have read.
So that's a demonic affliction.
So when one man of God in Benue prayed for me and said they have afflicted me with, they want me to be mad. So he prayed, but the thing just reduced. So I said, okay, I was to resume last year October. I said I will get to Avalanche and then see Papa. So I could not see Papa last year, so I was opportune to see him this year. When I told him, he said, command it in the name of Jesus. So in my mind, I've been using faith on it. I was like, I've been exercising faith on this thing. I said, we'll see in healing and impartation. So today, I prayed previous night when I came. When he prayed for me first time, my head was as if they were, it has been boiled. So now my head is very light, but I'm feeling heat in my brain. Like the thing is more not moving again, but my head is light, but there is heat in my brain.
Is the part, you know, when I was praying for people, I literally saw God performing surgery on somebody's head. That's a word for you. Please hold him. Every arrow of madness that they release anywhere, insanity. Kalida Bata, I command that arrow back to sender. You are free. Let the Lord complete that surgery. He has started performing. In Jesus' name. Come on, celebrate Jesus for this deliverance and healing. You are free. Yes, my sister. Let's hear.
Praise the Lord. It's actually my first time here. I want to thank God for deliverance. Actually, mine, it's a healing deliverance. There's this headache that runs in my family with the ladies, for my mom, my sister, and I, different places. For my mom is the middle of her head, my sister is here, and mine is migraine. It's one-sided. So most times it will come and go and come and go. It doesn't matter what medications I take. It doesn't work. So I just wait for time to pass and then it subsides. And another time it comes like that. And most times it used to come when it's close to exams or things like that.
It's a demonic affliction.
Yes. And So when they said that we should come out, I was like, well, I can't feel anything, so I think I'm fine. But the Holy Spirit said, go out. So I came out, and he prayed for me, and I feel different. Because while I was standing there, it started to come back. That's more the reason why I came out, because I was like, I can't go back with it. And then I came here, and I was prayed for, and I believe that I am totally liberated, and my family too.
My God, my God, my God, my God. That demonic affliction is healed, is gone, and gone forever. Amen. Never to return. Amen. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Move your neck. Do everything you could not do before. Move it up, down, front, right. Any pain? Any pain? Any pain? Come on, celebrate Jesus. Congratulations. Congratulations. It is permanent in Jesus' name. That affliction will never return. Yes, mommy. Okay, bad. Where's Pastor Maff?
They ran on Thursday. Natasha was in Jenima Kudi Ajeji.
Okay.
Nanima Unid Kuzani. So Kafa Nasea Jeshiga Kirkashin Duse Haka.
Oh.
Then Chile Shiba Yabasena Chile Kafa Tunaka Finasa and Chile Silpas. So Babun Zafiba Serana Friday the Yamma. Duka kapa mbiusu amsa sena rasa mene na ima kafo fwa mba sene ba. Jia de safe zen tashin jezu munta ba iya ba. Na yi na yi babu kuma na akula de wuni de ba lafia. Kuma dole ndafa mishi ya binti na rasa kane zenyi. Haka na ite pama eki lezi har aran chwef. Yo de safe zen tashin jik yiko kori je church eh kafa ya hana ni. Ina zona tashi wa ina gagare ni. So na tashi na che toberi nje meeting. Mba nje baba gani baza kaba mu 200. Beri yiko kori nje. Ina tefia sega kawana. We muzo prayer. Sena chebata nima. Ina son bi pastor na zo arugubaro. Zemo hao duse mu ya dua. Ama kafa ya hana ni. To. Sete che kizomo je meeting demo nleka na kusane kawai. To na bita nke na ufa. Na zo dede kota. Sena che nina kone gruhu na the pastor di. So nina ga na warke kafa na warke ba sake ji kafa.
Woo! Pastor Mark, give us interpretation.
Glory to God. She said she went to the bush to look for kuza columbite. Hallelujah. She said on the way her leg entered into a hole, and since then the leg had been paining her. She said even in the morning when she wake up, she finds it difficult to stand up. But she said this morning a friend of her invited her here, and she said when she was coming by the door, she said she connects her spirit to the man of God.
Wow.
And she said that when she came and she was prayed for, the pain disappeared. Glory
wow,
to God.
Wow, hallelujah. Wow. Mama, can you abuda back here da the kafadin? Eh? Oya muje muje muje. Kina jin zafi? Babu zafi. Oya kii kaman soja kiyaka, kiyaka, kiyaka. Akwe zafi? Come on, give Jesus a shout of praise. It is permanent in Jesus' name. Come on, celebrate Jesus. Yes. Sister, let's hear what Jesus has done for you.
Praise the Lord. Okay, after Pastor laid his hands on me, I sat down there. I didn't want to come out. I was like, my own healing is gradual. So I sat down and I was just thinking about how I even came to come to the church today. Yesterday, I have this skin disease on my leg for years now. And yesterday, it used to go and come. And yesterday, I started feeling it again, like on my leg. It started from the one that was already there. Then I now prayed. I now said, I'm tired of this. I was talking to my friend. He was like, I should go to a dermatologist and all. I've been to skin doctors and I've used Gargajia medicine, traditional medicine.
Wonderful.
And still like that, it goes and come. So I was like, I just prayed and I slept. I didn't even know how I slept. I prayed and I slept. Then this morning, I was supposed to go to church in the morning. I was just lazy. But I said, I'm going to go to church. I didn't know which church I was going to go to, but I said I was going to go to church. Then I now remember that there's this afternoon service that I have, there's this my friend I used to talk about, that there's an afternoon church that I used to go to. And I said, Tor, I was telling my roommate that I'm going to go to an afternoon church. Then I called Regina. She was not picking her call. I called Sapen. He was not picking his call. I didn't even know where the church is. And none of them were picking their calls. I shall address Tor. I held my bag. I was even by my door. I was like, I was waiting for them to call me back. I still called him. Then Sapien called me back and was now directed the church to me. He now told me to transfer. I was like, me, I'm not coming again. No, why would I spend this amount of money from my house to this church? She just motivated. I should call mother. I came to church and I got my healing. After Pastor prayed, he laid his hands on me. I felt like cold shivers on my leg.
Wow.
And I sat down. I felt it itching me. Then it stopped. I know God has healed me.
I am healed. My God, my God. Yes. My God. Did you hear that? You know, there are different manifestations of the healing anointing. When she was prayed for, let's hear, how did you feel?
I felt cold shivers.
Wow,
cold.
Wow.
When
that's the power of God.
On my leg, mm-hmm. My hands were cold.
That is the power
when,
of God.
Pastor played, when she placed her hands on me too, I felt cold in my legs.
My God.
I sat down and I now started feeling itchiness in
mm-hmm.
the leg.
Mm-hmm.
It now stopped.
Uh-huh. So the thing announced to you that this is the last time I will eat you. And it was blasted by the healing anointing. It is permanent in Jesus' name. Gone and never to return. Congratulations. Can you celebrate Jesus? Can you rise to your feet with a shout of praise? Come on, thank and appreciate Jesus for this avalanche of miracles, the healings, the deliverances. Who can do this? Who did it? Who is the healer? Come on, shout it. Give him a shout of praise. Woo! Clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto the Lord with a voice of triumph. Woo! Hallelujah. Now, there are some of you that you've not yet seen instant manifestation of your healing. It doesn't mean nothing has happened. If I were you, let me teach you something. Once the power of God has been released on you, this is what you should keep telling yourself. Say, in the name of Jesus, the healing power of God has come upon me. I have received my healing, and I decree and declare, I am the healed of the Lord, and the healing is manifesting speedily. That's what you should be telling yourself. Don't allow Satan to convince you that nothing has happened. Keep declaring your healing. And guess what? Even when you are sleeping, the power of God is working. As long as the switch of faith, you keep it on. Keep the switch of faith on. Don't allow doubt and unbelief to come in. Healing always comes whenever there is a marriage between faith and the anointing. The manifestation of that healing can be instant, just like you've heard of the instant testimony. For some, it is gradual. Make sure you testify. We will hear your testimony. In the name of Jesus. Now, very fast, we'll go into the communion session. Usher's protocol, just orderly arrange everyone. It's a power communion. There are some of you that your healing started gradually, your miracle started gradually. But as you take this communion, it will be perfected. The Lord will perfect all that concerns you. In the name of Jesus. Now, very fast, did you come with your prayer request, expectation for the year? Please, it's not offering, no. It's not offering, it's not tithe. Don't put money, because we are going to burn them after the service. Now, I want you, ushers, can you get a basket, a different basket, to collect all the prayer request and expectation for year 2024, because I'm going to pray on it right now before we take the offering and tithe. I repeat again, don't put money. I said prayer what? Request. Don't put check. Prayer request and expectation for the year. Please, very fast. If you've not written your own, write it very fast. Psalm 20. From verse 1, Psalm 20, Mashakaba Sofrakataya. On this mountain, all those prayer requests shall be turned into praise reports. Glorious testimonies shall emerge from there. You are receiving answers. on this mountain, avalanche of answers to all the questions and all those problems represented as this prayer request. The God that answered by fire is answering you by fire on this mountain. All those mountains, he said, who art thou, O mountain, before Zerubbabel? Thou shalt become plain. Those mountains are becoming plain. They are burnt by the fire of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Father. Have we collected them, ushers? Just bring them here. Bring them here for me. Kobo sefelemendo sovragadia. Kebo rasavrakatina kapala katai. Ko frasketole fride sepeletonas. Jaka pakataka bakata. Rando sovragadia. Parakatisko vrakidas. Bring them here. Okay. You can start pouring them here. Hallelujah. Start pouring them here. The moment we close, protocol, ensure you bring all the children for me to release impartation on them through the laying on of hands. All the children. Hallelujah. Is there any other one we are waiting for? You are yet to submit the prayer request expectation for year 2024. Those following online can send their own. You can send your own online. You can send it in the spirit. In case you don't want anybody to know what it is, send it in the spirit. Just connect in faith to the prayers. Those following online. Hallelujah. Are we done? Now, can you stretch forth your hands? This is a mountain of fire. Elijah said, the God that answered by fire, let him be God. Our God is not dead. Our God is not deaf. He's about to answer this request by fire. This mountain of problems, mountain of prayer requests, expectation is about to be turned into praise report. Is about to be turned into glorious testimonies. Mighty testimonies are coming out from here. Now stretch forth your hands and begin to prophesy. Begin to declare answers. Let the God that answered by fire, let him show up in his glory. Let the consuming fire consume this mountain of problems. Let the consuming fire consume this mountain of difficulties. These requests represent diverse problems, diverse challenges, diverse difficulties. But there is a God that turns around captivity. Let the captivity turn. Let him turn around every captivity represented here. Kalabashula balakatai. Go ahead and pray. Liga baronde se frekete. Laga basubrakatia. He said, who art thou, O mountain, before Zerubbabel? Thou shalt become plain. Leketose beletena. We set this mountain of challenges, problems, we set it on fire. Let the consuming fire consume all of them. In the name of Jesus. Psalm 20 verse 1. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. I can't hear your amen. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. Listen, all these things represent different kinds of troubles people are going through. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee. Next verse. Shabakosa. Send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. Verse 3. Remember all thy offerings. It's a season of divine remembrance for you. The book of remembrance is open before God in your favor.
The Lord accept all your burnt sacrifice. Verse 4. The Lord grant thee according to your own heart. My God, fulfill all your counsel. Verse 5. We will rejoice in thy salvation. In the name of our God, we will set up our banners. The Lord fulfill all thy petition. The Lord fulfill all thy petition. Shagaba sovregedi gabarakatai. Kito sefeletena. Kalaba. Next verse. Now know I that the Lord saved his anointed. He will hear him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Verse 7. Some trust in chariots. Some trust in their connections. Some trust in who they know. It says some in horses. But we remember the name of the Lord our God. Verse 8. He said, they are broke down and falling. Those that trust in horses and chariots, he said, they are brought down and falling. The arm of flesh has failed them. He said, but we that trust in the Lord, we are risen and we stand upright. Now stretch forth your hands and begin to prophesy. He said, the Lord fulfill all thy petition. Labatose brekete liga bakasaka pakatai ragabatose brekete. Father, turn all these prayer requests, all these petitions, turn them into praise report. Let mighty testimonies come out of them. Shalababababababa. The Lord fulfill all thy petition. The Lord grant thee that all thy heart desire according to his will. Lefeketokoborekete. Who art thou, O mountain? I command all these mountain of problems, mountain of difficulties, let them be burnt off. Let fire, the God that answered by fire, let him set all these petition ablaze. Let Ashika Barakatai, let Frekete, Peliborande Kebrekete, Kabaliga Balatia. They have become burnt mountains. The mountains have become plain. Kabarando Brokotoskete Ligabadai. Glorious testimonies are flowing, glorious answers are flowing. We receive avalanche of answers. Come on, go ahead and bless the name of the Lord for converting these prayers, these prayer requests and petitions into glorious praise report. Go ahead and bless him for answers. Go ahead and thank him for abundance of testimonies. Come and give Jesus a shout of praise. If I were you, you will rejoice.
Hallelujah.
As if you have heard. You will rejoice. You will celebrate. Come on, give Jesus a shout of praise. Hallelujah. All eyes closed. All heads bow. All eyes closed. All heads bowed. Remain standing. No movement, please. If you are in this place, I want to give opportunity to a special set of people. If you are in this place and you want to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you want to surrender your life to Jesus, you want to accept the gift of eternal life, you know that your relationship with God is nothing to write home about. In fact, if the rapture happens now, if the rapture should take place now, you are not sure of going, you are not sure of your salvation, I want you to lift up your right hand because I'm about to pray for you. Jesus is in this place. Lift up your right hand. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
Oh yes, if you are lifting up your right hand, please come to Jesus. Come and receive the gift of eternal life. Come and meet me forward. Usher's protocol, please help me direct them. Yes, yes, come and meet me forward. There's nothing to be ashamed. Jesus died for you openly on the cross. There was one hand there. Just come and meet me. Come forward. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come and meet Jesus. Come and receive the gift of salvation, the gift of eternal life. This is the best decision. For those of you following online, I want you to lift up your right hand wherever you are in front of your device. Now, those of you in front, can you say this prayer with me? Mean it from the depth of your heart. Say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I believe you died for my sins. On the third day, you were raised for my justification. I confess with my mouth that you are my Lord and Savior. I receive eternal life into my spirit. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, congratulations. Can you celebrate?
We believe Jesus? You're blessed by this message. Our goal is to raise a glory generation that will walk in kingdom dominion and manifest the word of God as a lifestyle. To download more messages by Dr. Lucas Salon King or to partner with us, please visit www.avalancheofglory.org. Subscribe to our YouTube and Telegram channel. Also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at the Avalanche of Glory Ministries International. Call 080-65-302610 or 070-3699-1158 for more information. We love and celebrate you.